Cuomo take it down from head to toe.
Yeah, you gotta just trust the idea.
Yeah.
I don't know, you just gotta throw it out there.
I'm into whether it's nail polish, I love perfume, I love scarves. The type of glasses.
See, that's the thing, man. Like, as soon as everything come out, I'm just trying to get everything.
Yeah.
Cause like I said, man, you gotta keep, it's a lifestyle.
A rapper's wardrobe is notorious for having excessive chains, luxury brands, and endless amount of basketball sneakers. However, there are more to it than just a macroscopic observation. Welcome to Rap Parents Episode 1, the 2010s. I'm your host Elijah Casillas, joined by fellow college freshman Andrew Samperio. And today, we will be discussing the overall influence, evolution, and style of fashion in the hip-hop world in the 2010s. So this is episode 1 of Rap Parents. I'm here with Andrew Samperio. Andrew Samperio, thank you for joining me on this debut. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me in the first place, bro. Nope, I always want to talk about hip-hop.
I know. Yeah. All right, so first question, just to get the audience to know about you. Who do you think, in your opinion, has the best fashion when it comes to the hip-hop industry in the 2010s, like that decade? Who comes to mind?
The 2010s. So when you look at, when you look back at the music, you have a lot of artists releasing different types of albums and right. just more projects in general. Mm-hmm. Like you have Kanye with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and also the experimental Yeezus, and also A$AP Rocky's run too with At Long Last A$AP,
of course,
and Long Live A$AP as well. Yep. So in my opinion, I feel like A$AP definitely had a really good fashion run.
Mm-hmm. I like just shopping for myself, and then the midst of shopping, you know, stumble upon some cool brands. Man, I will go to thrift stores.
Still.
I'll go to eBay. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy like music does.
Because that's when he decided, no, that's when he started gaining a lot of popularity because of his records too.
Absolutely, yeah.
So a lot of the colorful and baggy clothes that he was wearing, he was able to also just bring that over into, well, like today's era too, where you see him in appearance with Rihanna as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one coat that he was wearing, I think it was like maybe last year, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, the one with the sunglasses, right? I know what you're talking about.
No, yeah, sunglasses.
Yeah, I think he had a kilt too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think yeah, the coat was like yellow and like, you know, blue and red. Almost looked like Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Like Captain Crunch designed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I think about fashion.
All right,
so it's where I got my fashion too. I like baggy clothes like that.
Yeah, so I'm glad you said A$AP Rocky, because A$AP Rocky, he went from like urban streetwear to what he is now, like you just mentioned, like very presentable, very a fashion. He does have a song named Fashion Killer, so we knew from the get go that he knew how to dress. He knows what's going on. So I totally agree with you. Great choice, A$AP Rocky killed it. We're just waiting on the album. Honestly, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Testing. Yeah. All right, so. Starting off with the 2010s, starting in 2010, lasting from about 2013, there was this era called the swag era. Now, the term swag, you know, me and you around the same age, 18, going to be 19. We grew up hearing the term swag when we were about 11, 12. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. It's not really used anymore. It's for the better, honestly. I'm being honest with you. So the swag era consisted of wannabe Mac Miller rappers. They would dress like Mac Miller. You would see a lot of chains, a lot of diamond supply shirts, which I see in Grand Theft Auto more mm-hmm. than I see in real life now.
Yeah.
And I see, you would see some khaki pants and some Chicago Bulls snapbacks, a bunch of snapbacks.
Yeah.
So another huge influence on the swag era would have to be Tyga, you know, the rapper Tyga. Now, Andrew, let me ask you, when was the last time you heard a Tyga song? When was the last time you heard somebody say, yo, play that new Tyga? Let's listen to Tyga.
Probably when he did the sample flip on Macarena. That's like the only time. That was like back when, what's it called? Back in like freshman year of high school?
Yeah, I think it was before quarantine. It's been a minute.
No, yeah, it has been a minute.
Yeah.
I can't even think of another song that has been released by him.
Yeah, so the song Rack City, he really connected his fashion into that song, Rack City. He was rich. He had the chains. You know, he knew how to dress. Oh, he thought he knew how to dress for the time, but yeah.
But he was just way past his time.
Yeah.
For fashion,
right? Yeah, no, I agree. All right. So another era we saw, post-swag era, was not really a defined era, but really talked about or really incorporated colors in their fashion. You know, for example, one of the hugest influences in fashion today, to this very day, as we're currently recording this podcast, Tyler, the Creator.
Golf Wing is solely me. I still design every single piece, and you know, it's all me. It's just another way for me to just create stuff and get my ideas out.
Tyler, the Creator, yes, absolutely, sir.
Yeah. So he had a lot of colors, started with Golf Wing. This was typically 2013 to 2017, like Flower Boy around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a bunch of colors, a bunch of different aspects to what he wanted to be known as, not only for as a rapper, but for what he dressed as. He's very into skateboarding. He wasn't your typical rapper at the time, but he knew he was revolutionary, man.
No, yeah, even to this day, he has said his main influence was Pharrell, which is Skateboard P himself.
Yep.
And no, I can see the resemblance because he does tend to wear a lot of caps and just colorful clothing in general, just like Pharrell.
Yeah.
The only thing that's just, you know, he doesn't try wearing are the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably just his own signature thing that Pharrell has, but I don't think Tyler would probably just copy him. So, like, you know, respect to him for, you know, greatness, acknowledging greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And no, yeah, I could see how Tyler has been influential for his fits, even to this day. Posting on Instagram and seeing them, you know, seeing how he stands out as the other rappers. Oh, yeah, I could see just how fashionable he really is.
So picking up from the post-colorful era, which you just mentioned, so about 2018 to the remainder of the decade, 2019, 2020, that's when we saw more presentable outfits, more fashionable, more stylistic, more fashionable outfits in general. With A$AP Rocky, we were talking about how he came from, you know, an era. He was a part of the swag era, you know, wearing Supreme. Then he went to the colorful era with his own brand, OGG, which we'll talk about rappers' brands incorporated with their fashions later on.
Yeah.
To then dressing more presentable, more sophisticated. Like
more formally. Absolutely. And also getting just luxury brands in general.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would see him wear like Raf Simons, yeah, Rick Raf Owens, Simmons. Very luxurious brands. He would stand out as a more sophisticated rapper. And you could argue that over the last couple of years, he has been a bigger icon in fashion industry than as an actual rapper, which that's another topic. But nonetheless, A$AP Rocky killed it in the fashion game. Absolutely.
No, yeah. And his adaptability was able to, it can be used to prove how he was able to change very quickly in this fashion and for the greater good, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah. All right. So going off rappers' brands. The clothing brands, rappers' clothing lines.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it in the 1990s, we've seen it in the 2000s, but now in the 2010s and the 2020s, I would say that it's at an all-time high. You know, you see a bunch of different rappers having their own clothing lines.
No, yeah, and also investing into even more gear as well, like Travis releasing his own Jumpman sneakers.
Absolutely,
represented right after his performance in the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, just the increasing sales of Cactus Jack, Yeezus, Golf as well, too. Mm-hmm. And they're still continuing, even after anything controversial that may have popped up, such as the Astroworld incident or, you know, comments made online.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, we've seen increase in the sales, especially after the entire store, the online store of Yeezy. And for his merch of Vultures was set to $20, he was able to see an increase in profit very quickly.
Yep.
I can say that myself. I ordered myself some shirts, too.
Oh, nice. So, nice. I've seen the new Yeezy sneakers. They're something I would wear, honestly. Can't wait to get my hands on those once I get the opportunity.
No, yeah. I hope they're good. I just hope they're comfortable because, I don't know, it just looks like a pair of socks with rubber pads on them.
That was our first impression.
Yeah. I mean, well, what's it called? We'll see once they arrive. Yeah. But only time will tell.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about rappers' albums and their outfits incorporated to promote their albums. You know, for example, like you mentioned, Kanye, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, he did it with Yeezus. He also did it with The Life of Pablo. That's when you would see a lot of The Life of Pablo shirts and hats.
Yeah.
Very, very promoted, very, very successful. He also did it with Ye, and I'm pretty sure he did it with Jesus King, too.
Yeah, so especially Donda, too. Mm-hmm. Donda was a very huge project. He would rent out stadiums and just pick out his own fits, too.
Absolutely, yeah. So Kanye definitely, he knows how to keep up with fashion, and he definitely knows how to stand out.
Yeah, definitely stand out.
With the masks and all that.
Mm-hmm. Especially present day too, with the advertisement of vultures, he wore a different mask, such as the, we could call it the Jason Voorhees mask.
Yeah.
But also another one with the crucifix right in the middle of his head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's like a specific name for the crucifix, but I just forgot it.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure on the name either.
No, yeah. But yeah, he's definitely more prominent right now in terms of fashion because of his, you know, the specific choice of clothing and what may be considered controversial symbols too, like such as the vulture symbol as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different approach that he's taking
right
in terms of his albums right now.
Mm-hmm. Very, very helpful observation you just made. I really appreciate it. So let's talk about the influence that happened in the 2010s fashion industry within the hip-hop community. So as you mentioned, Travis Scott, you know, he's one of the biggest artists in the world right now. He's killing it. He's making all this music. He knows what he's doing. But starting off to how he dressed, you could definitely see some resemblance to A$AP Rocky, which he does pay homage to. And A$AP Rocky does say that he appreciates the homage. And now Travis Scott has his own thing going on fashion-wise, you know, dressing like this sort of alien superhero, I should say. Like the theme he's going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you are correct on the resemblance of A$AP because the presence of dreads and also his psychedelic approach to his music, too.
Right, yeah.
We've seen A$AP do it way before Travis did.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, but no, even to, like, the clothing, too. He starts wearing baggy clothes just like A$AP. And no, some people could consider him just an A$AP clone as well. But we do see like the influence that A$AP may have had towards Travis's style,
right?
Current style too.
Mm-hmm.
And his album production as well.
When it comes to the rap fashion world of the 2010s, you know, we stated A$AP Rocky is a very common term in this podcast. We said his name like 10 times by now, but
yeah.
A$AP Rocky, Kanye, Tyler the Creator, and of course Travis Scott. Those are the four that stand out to me. What do you think?
Definitely me too, considering they all have their own thing going on, mostly because of fashion, but also towards their music too. Absolutely. Their different approaches too. Like for Kanye, for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like in my opinion, that album is just peak storytelling because he's able to portray a lot of current issues that's in his mind,
mm-hmm.
but also he's able to portray issues that he's having with himself as well.
Absolutely.
Like for the ending of Runaway, I'm pretty sure you heard the song, right?
Right, yeah.
Like how he's speaking through vocoders, I think that's what they're called, or just his voice is vocoded towards them, or just the duration of the end of the song. Because the main theme I think he's trying to get is that not even he understands himself, and he can change that, and people won't be able to understand that either. So he's trying to get that point across towards the end of the song.
Absolutely. The fashion incorporated with their own discography is something to keep an eye on as well. Kanye, you know, the My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy era, he was mostly sporting red to reflect on, like, how he thinks of himself, how he wants other people to think, how they just think he's a big red target, and all the attention is on me, me, me. But it goes deeper than that, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tyler, the Creator, of course, with the Call Me If You Get Lost sort of ranges into the 2010s. It was released in 2021. But with Igor, we saw with Igor, you know, just like a complicated love story. And he didn't know how to feel. He just, you know, he just made a bunch of music. He was very presentable, you know, with the suits, with the colorful suits and the wigs. Yeah. Very, very standard out. He standard out. Wasn't your standard attire for rappers, but he made it work. And he made an influence on many, many people.
No, yeah, and it definitely portrayed, like, the main, well, not the main theme, but it definitely portrayed the album in a way just because of how he was dressing. And just the main thing of a love story that just gone wrong and how he's accepting that he can't have everything.
Absolutely.
That he wants.
Couldn't have said it better. Well, Andrew, I think you said a lot of helpful, very insightful details. I really, really appreciate all the intricate aspects you included, you know, from the discography to the attire to what other people think. It was great. I couldn't thank you enough for being a part of this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Hope we can do this some other time, all right?
All right, yeah. Andrew Sampera, everybody. Well, me and Andrew just discussed is the evolution and style, along with influence, as there was plenty mentioned, within a rapper's attire throughout the 2010s. This decade saw an all-time high of rappers incorporating and creating their own brands into fashion world, trends, collaborations, and even in their discography. Andrew mentioned that the discography itself of some artists reflect a hidden message portrayed not only in their music, but in their style as well. From Mac Miller to A$AP Rocky, the hip-hop community has seen various fashion styles incorporated with the genre. As a rapper's overall goal is to produce as much profit as possible, presentation once again reflects the importance of the era within the 2010s, as this era shifted from a more urban streetwear to a more sophisticated and luxurious acquired taste of fashion sense, reflecting their discography. Many albums and overall projects released by rappers have their own clothing line within their brands themselves. For example, Tyler, the Creator's Call Me If You Get Lost, distinguishing itself from the rest with cardigans and flat-brimmed hats. Another example would be A$AP Rocky, Testing, released in 2018, saw more track jumpsuits incorporated with crash dummies and police caution tape. With the popularity of certain brands on the rise of complementing the demise of others, the 2010s is the most creative and arguably the most influential era of hip-hop we've ever seen. This era supports the claim of presentation being key, as a more orderly outfit separates a rapper's style and discography from the rest of the industry. The 2020s remain to allow artists to incorporate their own brand in their fashion sense, as well as shifting to a more sophisticated production of music, in the long run modeling their attire.